With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden mixed up the names of two world leaders this week, raising new concerns about his overall health. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At two campaign fundraisers this week, the president recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. On Wednesday, he mistakenly said the conversation included German Chancellor Kohl. And on Sunday, he referred to French President Mitterrand, who died in the mid-1990s. A White House spokeswoman dismissed the mix-ups, saying it happens to all of us. A majority of Americans believe the 81-year-old Biden is too old for a second term and have reservations about his physical and mental fitness. Greg Clugston, The White House.
It comes on the heels of a Justice Department report that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, including documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and other sensitive national security matters. The report also details the reasons why he should not be charged with a crime. The Supreme Court will be mulling Trump versus Anderson, a Colorado case that cites a constitutional provision the high court has not considered since the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868.
Trump's attorney is Jonathan Mitchell. Attorney for the plaintiffs is Jason C. Murray, and Shannon Stevenson is the Solicitor General for Colorado. The lawyers will put forth competing versions of whether Trump engaged in insurrection and whether the president counts as an office holder, as well as whether Section 3 is self-executing or if Congress needs to take action. Arguments may mention Salmon Chase, a 19th century Chief Justice, who issued contradictory opinions in cases involving former Confederate President Jefferson Davis and a black man who unsuccessfully sought to overturn a criminal conviction.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 49 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is advancing in traditionally conservative Japan. A court in the western part of the country approved a woman's request to have her gender changed and official records to male without undergoing sterilization surgery. Japan used to require the procedure before a person could legally live as the opposite sex. But the country's top court recently changed the law. LGBT pressure groups want the government to legalize same-sex marriage next. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks held near record levels on Wall Street as evidence kept piling up to show the job market remains remarkably solid. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, just a few points shy of closing above the 5,000 level for the first time. The latest show of strength for the economy came from a report indicating fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than had been expected. The Walt Disney Company jumped after reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. The Dow up 49 points to close at 38,726. The Nasdaq gained 37 points to 15,793. The S&P 500 added 2 points to 4,997. New York oil rose $2.36 to $76.22 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.